Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back here on Sports Talk, going to give you a quick NBA update on the Pelicans. They are trailing the Brooklyn Nets 29-25. First, about to wrap up there in the Smoothie King Center. Meanwhile, 9 minutes left in the PMAC, and you got the LSU Tigers up 59. Was it 52 before he hit that free throw?
Yeah, 53 now. 59-53. Kentucky got off to a really good start in the second half from the field. The defensive intensity that LSU had in the first half has kind of gone away here, so they're clinging on to this lead for dear life at this point.
Hopefully the Tigers can hold on. They're looking for that first SEC victory. Going to check in now on our talking text line. Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter, hanging on. Jeff, how you been doing today, man?
I'm doing good. My phone's working again. That's a good start. You know, I'm making it. I'm hanging in there. How you doing?
Doing all right. Mine keeps going in and out of the SOS on top of it, and so I don't know if my phone is asking for help.
Yeah, you know, it's always one of those things where I have to figure out, like, okay, is it just me or is it everyone? And then when I figure out it's everyone, I'm like, okay, I can deal with it now. As long as it's just, I just don't like to be isolated. That's my thing.
Jeff, when you look at the Saints rookie class, we've talked a ton about, you know, how fruitful it was and being able to produce this year for them, whether it was out of necessity because of injury or because, you know, it was their turn, like a Tyler Shuck, you know, ascending to that starting role. And ESPN just put out a list of their rankings of the top 2025 rookie classes in the NFL. And what do you know? The black and gold are atop the list. Am I seeing things? What's going on here?
Well, you know, I do think that, and you kind of said it there, there is a distinction to make in that, well, it's not the best rookie class per se. It's the most productive rookie class. And how do you end up with the most productive rookie class? They end up playing the most, right? So, you know, the Saints for a long time were not ever going to be high on that list because, you know, you might see one or two rookies every year with a key role. You know, if you go back to 2017, you had a ton of rookies, but that was kind of the aberration. And this year in particular, you just saw a bunch of rookies starting. The good news is you threw those rookies in there and they performed well. And that's how you get to the top of that list. You'd prefer to not be in a situation where you're devoting that many snaps to rookies. And going forward, with those guys not being rookies anymore, but likely still being in those starting roles, you won't have as many rookies that you're relying on going forward. But all that is to say, now the Saints did an excellent job bringing in players that not only have, you know, developmental traits, but had immediate playing potential in terms of, you know, they spent a ton of time in college. You know, they're older rookies. The Saints always err toward finding team captains, guys with leadership potential in their background. And I think that does help in terms of, you throw Tyler Shuck in week 9, there's really not a question of whether he's emotionally ready to handle it. Same thing with Jonas Sanker in week two, a guy who played a ton at Virginia. Same thing with Quincy Riley in week four, a guy who played a ton. I think it was East Middle Tennessee. I can't remember which school he transferred from, but he played a ton, then ended up at Louisville, and then got to the NFL as an older rookie. So you were able to get a lot of production that way. Even Danny Stutzman, you know, he came in, I think he ended up with 50-something tackles. He did not start a single game. All of his reps were in relief, but he was able to rack up a lot of production during that time. So, and obviously Kelvin Banks at left tackle goes without saying. But, no, I mean, it's nice to see that much production. But, again, you hope going into next year and beyond, you are not in that position again, because that would mean that whoever these rookies are that played this year aren't available next year, and you're missing veterans and you're trying to fill in. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword there. Like, it's a list that you don't mind being at the top of because you knew the circumstances going into this year, but it's definitely not a list you want to be at the top of every year.
You mentioned Banks, and obviously everybody wants to talk about the second-round pick because it's the quarterback in Tyler Shough, but what were your overall impressions of the left tackle in his year one debut?
Yeah, you know, I got a chance to talk to Kelvin a few times, and, you know, I think the consistency is what really stood out. And, you know, it's – you look at a guy who, you know, played a ton at Texas last year, came off that season. You know, they went to the college football playoff. He came off that season, went immediately into the draft. You know, obviously you have a ton of prep involved there. There's a combine. There's workouts. Gets drafted immediately. You get thrown into rookie minicamp. Then you get OTAs and minicamp. You get like a month off, and then you're back into it again, full training camp. And then after that, you get the longest season of football that you've ever played by far, right? You're asked to start at left tackle week one. You're thrown right into the fire. You know, if you look at there's statistics of, hey, okay, how often are you left on an island? And Kelvin is up toward the top of that in the NFL. He's going against the opposing team's top edge rusher every week. And, you know, you get beat a few times, you make mistakes. And what stood out is kind of the mistake correction and the ability to not make the same mistakes over and over and over again. You improve as the season goes on. And to get to the end of the season, and obviously he got hurt in week 18, which is a bummer. You know, he told me he doesn't expect it to affect his offseason, and he's excited to have like a month off where he can just kind of relax and recover. To get to the end of the season and not have a game that you look back at and say, wow, like this was a game we lost because the rookie left tackle just couldn't hold up. You know, I don't think you could point to any game and really say like he was the problem. And, you know, like I've said this a few times, like all these rookies, this is the worst they're going to be. This season of football is the worst they're going to be at the NFL level. And that's not to be negative. It's just a fact. Like they're going to continue to get better. And so you feel like, hey, a lot of the pressure, a lot of the issues that he encountered for the first time, you're going to have a whole offseason. You're going to be able to go into that. And I trust that he's going to be able to do the work and understand where he needs to improve, because he's an excellent athlete. He's strong. He's like, he checks all the boxes that you need your kind of cornerstone left tackle to check. And, you know, it's nice to know you're going into a draft for the first time in a while with the idea that, hey, we have a left tackle, we have a right tackle. We don't need to go in and say, if there's one there, we got to take him, because you do feel comfortable at those positions. And that makes the draft sitting there at number eight a lot more accessible to you to actually, you know, everyone says best player available. Everyone wants to do it, but it always ends up being best player available at a position you need. Well, I think the Saints are in a good position because of Kelvin and because of Tally and because of Tyler Shough, that they could actually go into this draft at number eight, and whoever's at the top of their board, when they get on the clock, they don't have to think about it. They can just send that pick in because they're in a very good position from those like trench positions.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I know it's only rookie season, so you have 1 year to work on, but it does kind of feel interesting to look back at the Kelvin Banks pick and feel like the Saints got a value at 9. You know, a top 10 pick, being able to get a stud franchise left tackle at pick 9. And if you're redoing the draft, I know some different sites have already done it where they have Kelvin going significantly earlier to teams that had passed him up, like the Patriots or like the Raiders or other teams that were needy of offensive tackle. And then all of a sudden he falls into the Saints' lap and he ends up living up and maybe even surpassing expectations his rookie year. But Jeff, you talked about pick number 8 this year. You know, Steve and I mentioned it. Mike and I talked about it as well. The Dante Moore decision to return to Oregon, I think, is pretty unfortunate for the Saints because otherwise he's a lock to go in the top 3, if not top 2 picks, and it's two quarterbacks that go ahead of you, and you're feeling a lot better. Now it's really, I think, only one QB is a lock to go ahead of the Saints with the 8th overall selection, which just means that one more of those blue-chip prospects is going to be taken. It's not the end of the world, so to speak. It's just kind of unfortunate that, you know, some of these teams that are above significantly, like the Jets or the Cardinals, are going to be taking a different position other than QB.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, obviously, I think Dante Moore going back to school, it just tells you just how lucrative the NIL options are right now, because, you know, you're talking about a guy who probably goes number 2 overall in the draft and is looking at a $50 million guaranteed contract. And he's like, yeah, you know what? I'll go back to college. Like, I think that tells you an awful lot about how much these guys are raking in at that level to even consider that, not let alone do it. But I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. This draft class kind of feels like one that there's going to be teams in the latter part of the first round that fall in love with a quarterback, be it whoever you want to name, you know, whether it's Garrett, whether it's Mateer, whether you know, it's Chambliss or whoever. Like, I think there's going to be kind of that quarterback at the top, obviously, in Mendoza, and then a second tier. And I wouldn't be surprised if it ends up being similar to what we saw in 2024, where, you know, I don't think a lot of people had Bo Nix, Michael Penix, J.J. McCarthy as, you know, mid-first-round quarterbacks. But then when push came to shove, a lot of teams got a chance to look at these guys and like them. Now, I don't think there's going to be, you know, the Jaden Daniels, Drake Mays at the top, which would have been the case with Dante Moore. But I do think that there is the potential for those guys to really kind of show out at the Senior Bowl in a couple weeks, fly up some draft boards, and then, you know, the Saints are sitting there at 8, a couple picks ahead of the Dolphins, and who's to say a team like the Rams doesn't say, I really love whoever and want to go get them, the Steelers, right? There's options if they say, hey, I want to trade up ahead of the Dolphins and get those guys. So we'll have to wait and see. But no, I mean, yeah, the more quarterbacks you have at the top, the better chance the Saints have of pulling one of these kind of blue chip prospects. But I do think, like, you're going to have, you know, that tier. Like, every draft board has tiers, right? And as long as you can guarantee you're going to get one of the players in your top tier, you feel good about it because you're just going to sit there and wait and see how the board falls. The Saints are going to be able to get a really good player at number 8. It's just a question of, you know, what's the positional value and where do they land? I think I would love Jeremiah Love. Didn't mean to make the pun there, but it is what it is. You know, like I running back in the top 10 is tough, but like that's where you are when you have those kind of cornerstone positions set that you can justify. It's like, hey, let's take a shot at a guy who we normally wouldn't be in on here. And so we'll have to see. There's so much time between now and the draft. There's so, like, it's really easy to look at the mock drafts now and be like, I know exactly how it's going to be. But it's going to be so different in a couple months when the draft actually gets here.
I need to look at your mock draft, though, because you've been pretty spot on the past couple years.
Yeah, you know, I get lucky. no, it's funny because for the Saints, it actually gets pretty easy because you go out to the Senior Bowl, and if there's a player that really catches your eye at the Senior Bowl, there's a pretty good chance they're going to draft him because they just love that scouting process so much. So that's usually where my hits come from, is I look at who is at the Senior Bowl, and I go from there.
Jeff, we did have a roster move today. Big boy getting brought to the black and golden, Miles Cole, 6'6", 278, a defensive end. You know much more about this young man coming to the black and gold?
Not a ton. I mean, he was a seventh rounder out of Texas Tech. You know, he signed to a reserve futures contract, which, you know, the Saints have signed a handful of players for those, which basically means, like, going to be on the roster at OTAs, minicamp, and you go from there.
Local boy.
Yes. And so that's kind of where you are. Yeah, he went to Louisiana Monroe, Texas Tech. And we'll see. But it's tough to say anything at this point in terms of guys. I'm actually more intrigued about the UFL kid they signed. Or not the UFL, the CFL kid they signed, the receiver, last week, because he's another big-bodied option they can throw out there. Because I think the receiver room, I know people are going to focus a lot on the receiver room in the draft. I think there's a lot of intriguing names in the receiver room behind Chris Olave that we kind of forgot about because Jalen Polk didn't play all year. Devon Bailey was hurt at the end of the year. Bob Means was hurt all year. But you're going to have some interesting options coming back. I'm intrigued to see how those guys all hang out there.
Yeah, Jeff, my wish is Caleb Downs, but I don't think that's going to happen. Appreciate you stopping by, and I'll be talking to you Friday when you join me on the now Sports Talk Friday since Fans and the Pros are wrap.
Can't wait.
You sound excited. That was Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter there.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.